Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, the lines have been drawn. Dr. Christopher Tape says he is not resigning. A number of elected officials were signatories on a letter requesting his resignation. And joining us is Representative Mark Wright, Republican from District 77, Covington. He's also the Republican majority leader, joins us. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Newell. Appreciate it. Happy to do it. Looking forward to conversation.
So, Mark, obviously a lot of concern, not only amongst elected officials, but constituents in St. Tammany Parish. You guys felt strong enough to felt strongly about the issue that you authored a letter to Dr. Christopher Tape asking him for his resignation. He holds a press conference late in the evening, I guess the other night or in the morning, 20 minutes, says, I'm going nowhere. What's the next step?
So yesterday, the legislative delegation met with a variety of nurses and other active, you know, constituents in St. Tammany that are going to start a recall drive. We, you know, as I mentioned in the interview, or, you know, there's a few of us talking, obviously, at various points, but we have recalled a coroner in the past, and I like our chances of doing that. I think, you know, in most cases, I am very deferential to somebody that's elected, and imagine you have been too. You know, you want to respect that. Under these circumstances, it's really questionable, and then for this step to be taken, it's almost like a doubling down. As I mentioned, it's just, it's hard to see this in any other than a completely incompetent or nefarious way. I can't imagine someone in that position deciding to cancel a program, having only been in that office less than a year, walking in under the controversy, and then doing it in the middle of the night. The man won with no, you know, no one else qualified against him. It's not like he had an election and got a mandate, right? And I think all of us are, it's quite clear that had some of the information we have now been out there in a campaign, there's no way he would have been elected. So, yeah, it's the right thing to do. As far as we're concerned, we're very passionate, or we feel very strongly about it. That's why we did it. And we're going to take as many steps as we can to make that happen.
His initial statements about defending his decision to eliminate the SANE program, which is the Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner program, he's really not helping himself, right? He admits that he canceled the program not knowing anything about it, not knowing any of the details, and then pivots and says, we literally had a bomb scare last night and that put us back about 5 hours. Well, what was so earth-shattering that you had to decide and make a decision on the SANE program in the middle of the night? And he goes on to say, I'm a businessman. It's not a moneymaker. Does he actually understand the role that he's playing?
No, I agree. In fact, there was a couple of nurses who were essentially fired at midnight Sunday night who were at the press conference yesterday here in the Capitol. And they got letters on Thursday after they had signed some kind of oath of office to the office, basically telling their positions were going to be terminated. So this was clearly contemplated. He did it by sending an email out, like roughly a week or so before he was to take office, just to a couple of press members that apparently he really hadn't talked to since this controversy erupted. And I mean, I think, you know, especially, you know, previous your role, like when you're in public office, granted, you might have a decision to make on your own, but you do kind of, you consult with others at least, you know, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? You go get feedback. You want to make sure the community is supportive of it. The really sad part is, look, this is a gold star program for the state and probably the nation, according to the experts. So we're talking about a long planned out, you know, reason to do these things for the Florida parishes. And, you know, government service isn't about making money. It's just as simple. I mean, look, yeah, you want to keep it tight. You want to save money where you can. You want to make smart, efficient decisions. But that is not the case here.
Well, at the very least, your constituents are owed the opportunity to have the discussion about it, right? And if he no longer wants to participate in the program, is to solicit those that may take up the mantle and provide the service, because I don't think there's ever been a challenge or an argument as to the efficacy of this program, right?
No, there hasn't. I mean, as I understand it, over the years, there's been a slow discussion among regions is really what it was about. And to develop this, to provide this opportunity to have sexual assault, same program nurses go out and interview. I mean, as I understand it, like, you know, if you're in Washington Parish or Tangipahoa and you've basically been assaulted, right? You go to an emergency room. With the program, you're going to have a qualified trained nurse go out, meet you, spend 4 or 5 hours with you. I mean, never happened to me, nobody in my family, but I got a man, that is pretty traumatic, and we know a lot of women, or I guess men even, you know, they don't want to talk about it. It's kind of shameful. It's a very painful experience. So then if you get rid of the program, I mean, essentially what that means, you're going to go to a hospital and an emergency room nurse is going to take about 30 minutes to examine you, and that's it. And I mean, I think right in its face, you can see the difference in what you're going to get. I mean, our DA, who just got elected, but he's been around a long time as a prosecutor, certainly knows, you know, said he wants to talk to him about this. I mean, there's so much about this that matters, and it's just a shame, really. And it's not only a shame, but the thought that it's a subject matter that came up. He's admitted problems in the past. Had people known about this before he was elected, he probably wouldn't have been elected. So then to immediately go to this program, I mean, I got to tell you, there's a lot of people that are questioning, how the heck are you going to do that? Why would you do that? You know,
and then obviously he didn't read the room. That's what I was going to say. My next question to you was, you got to read the room. I mean, if they have angst and anxiety over the fact that you were the accused of a child sexual abuse charges in New Mexico, albeit 20 years ago, the first program you cancel is not the nurse assessment program for sexual assault victims.
I mean, absolutely. No, I mean, it's almost like you're begging to be thrown out. I mean, it does seem to feel like, I think you used the term, others have too, you know, he's kind of doubling down all of a sudden. It's just, I don't know. That's fine, you know, but we're pretty determined. And like I said, we're exploring all kinds of options.
If I didn't know better, I would think that he's going to volunteer to be the coordinator of his own recall. Just by the actions that he's taken.
That's right.
Mark, you got a few more minutes to spend with me. I'd love to take a break. I want to talk about the Constitutional Convention. And also, you have House Bill 533 that provides for appointment of justices of the Supreme Court that I'd like to talk about as well, if you have a few more minutes.
Definitely. Happy to do it.
All right, we got to get to a break. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us, folks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.